Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
I'm just getting a giant kick right now out of thinking about Cousin Sal watching the Michigan State-Louisville game tonight. If Louisville manages to cover the spread, being like, damn that Ken Barkley.
I'm just cursing my name after Nick sets me up at the end of the segment that I have to give him a winner. thought that guy won a lot of bets. What a loser.
So we'll see if Sparty gets the job. It makes you feel any better. I bet Michigan.
Couldn't give him a UC Davis plus one last night, right? Couldn't give him that one.
That's what... We'd be like, hey, Sal, you want to bet? Listen to overnights like everybody
right,
else.
Right. Take UC Davis -3.5. Love it.
Little college football and a little holiday music talk coming up in 20 minutes. Lock, Miss, Slash, Wagertainment here on You Better You Bet. Final hour of the show, as always, is the Power Hour. All our bets for tonight. We got 6 games on the ice for the great Bill Mads, who's dominating betting hockey this year. Top 25, Nick, a play on Florida and Oklahoma in college basketball. Ken's college basketball plays for tonight, and then Ken and I will run through the NBA card, and then it's overnights, and then it's golf bets. So it's an action-packed final hour of the show on the way, 40 minutes from right now. But right now on the show, we are very pleased to welcome back. We loved him the first time he came on, so we hope to make this a semi-regular thing during the college basketball season. The great Patrick Stevens joins us now on You Better You Bet to talk college basketball. Patrick has one of the best Twitter handles I have ever seen, which is Discourse. But the I is actually a 1, like D1 for college basketball. So Discourse, but with a 1 replacing the I. Great writer,
sounds like a gamer
commentator.
Tag. Kind of sounds like when you play Counter-Strike. Like Discourse, but with a 1.
So. Yeah, but no, I played Counter-Strike Online and the tags were much more offensive than that.
Yeah, right. That'd be one of the gamer tags out there, I guess you could say.
Yes. The Washington Post and the Blue Ribbon Yearbook joins us now here on You Better You Bet. Patrick, what's going on? Hope it was a great Thanksgiving for you and your family. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And you fellas?
We're doing pretty good, Patrick. Want to kind of start with... Well, not Counter-Strike. I guess we'll talk about college basketball. Duke, Ohio State was like the significant result from last night among many. Looked like Ohio State was kind of down and out. Final 5 minutes, they play outstanding. They end up upsetting Duke, kind of storm the court a little bit. 71-66 winner for the Buckeyes. Kind of your takeaways from both teams off that game. Do you feel like we learned a lot about either team, or was it just kind of one game and Ohio State played a little bit better down the stretch?
Well, I think it's a reminder that Ohio State has been an impressively consistent program under Chris Holtmann. I think everybody kind of looked at that hire and maybe didn't give it the credit at the time that it certainly is proven to warrant at this point. They've been such a consistent program over the last few years. And I think, if you're looking at Duke, it's a team that is coming off a great victory out in Vegas. And at this stage in the season, you're still trying to figure everything out, especially when you've got some young guys. And it probably was maybe asking a little bit too much at this stage to expect them to come at the same level that they did for a good chunk of that Gonzaga game. So I feel like if you're Ohio State, you got to feel good about having that victory on your ledger at this point. And it certainly gives you a hint that maybe you can beat one of the top 2 or 3 teams in the Big Ten. And as for Duke, they were bound to lose the game at some point. And in retrospect, it probably isn't all that stunning that they couldn't quite reload the musket and be able to get that victory in Columbus.
Duke currently the second favorite at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, to win the national championship at plus 750. The team that is the number one favorite at the top of the odds board is the team that Duke beat at the end of last week. Still Gonzaga at plus 355. So Gonzaga follows up the loss to Duke by only beating, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, Tarleton?
Yeah,
Tarleton State. Noted college basketball powerhouse. Tarleton State. You know, Tarleton. Sounds like a cigarette brand. Gonzaga only beats them by 9 points. So, I mean, look, we're not like sounding the alarms for the Zags. They're going to be fine. They've got a great coach. They've got the player of the year probably in Drew Timmy. What's like the concern level right now for Gonzaga?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I wouldn't put it at very high. I mean, think back to last year. Did they really ever have an off night other than the national title game when they were playing Baylor? I mean, you almost feel like you get one or two of those a year where you see like a C-plus performance and you just sort of slog through and off you go. And they have the same thing as same deal as Duke, really. I mean, you just had a week where you played UCLA and Duke back-to-back in Vegas over a 4 or 5 day span. And there's probably a little bit of a letdown playing a team that most people didn't even realize is Division I. That's Billy Gillespie coaching at Tarleton State. So there's your interesting tie-in there. If I'm Gonzaga, I'm not too concerned, especially since there's a couple more opportunities here coming this month. I believe it's Alabama this weekend in Seattle that really give them a chance to further bolster their overall profile. Gotta like the Zags' chances of bouncing back and being a bit sharper.
Patrick, I believe the first time that we had you on, we asked you about a team, maybe not under the radar, but I think we asked you about, you know, Gonzaga, Duke, the teams that we asked you about to start this interview. And I believe you mentioned Purdue as a team that you were really, really interested in to start the year. And all Purdue has done to start the season, and not against like inferior competition or like bad teams too. I mean, they played North Carolina, they played Villanova, they just beat Florida State by a million. I believe Purdue has scored 80 or more points in every game that they played and scored 90 or more in all but one game that they played. So insane offensive efficiency, potentially star players. Jaden Ivey 15-1 to win the Wooden Award now. Purdue 9-1 to win the national championship. Are they the best team so far this season? We talked about Gonzaga. We talked about Duke. Is Purdue maybe the number one team in the country right now?
In terms of raw performance, I think you almost have to say that right now, right? Like, I mean, they basically, you know, like you mentioned, they won that event up in New England where they beat Villanova in the title game. That was a strong performance. What they did last night to Florida State was, I mean, that was in some ways rude, quite frankly. You think about it. You think about Florida State.
I bet on Florida State, Patrick. Everybody. It was definitely rude. It was rude to me, too.
So, you know, it was a really a telling performance, I think, from the Boilermakers. And you don't think of those Matt Painter teams necessarily as being teams that are going to put up 80 points a game. You expect them to be good defensively. You expect them to be sound. And this is a different sort of team than he's had than in the past. And like I think I said the first time I was on, you know, this is a group that's largely been together for a couple years. And you think back to when, you know, some of these guys were freshmen and sophomores two years or so ago, and you could see the makings of a pretty good team, even if they weren't necessarily getting victories as much as they would have liked. And this is kind of the payoff of being actually able to hold together sort of a core group from your team for a couple years. It's not obviously everybody that was around from 2 years ago, but there's enough guys there that have played together and understand each other. And obviously they understand what Matt Painter wants and what that style is. And they certainly, I think, have impressed as much as anybody has so far this season, and certainly on a consistent basis.
It is You Better You Bet on the Brilliant BetQL Network. Wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking college basketball with the very informative and entertaining Patrick Stevens on Twitter at Discourse D1. And then Scores, I guess, would be Discourse with a one instead of the I is how I guess I'll say it moving forward here for the Washington Post and the Blue Ribbon Yearbook. Excellent college basketball writer, commentator, and analyst. Patrick, curious at this point in the season if there's a team that stands out to you either as a major surprise in a good way or a massive disappointment, and how you view that particular team that you're going to give us the answer for moving forward is either being able to right the ship or keep it rolling. Who is it and why?
Well, I'll give you a couple teams that won last night, or at least have won in the last couple days anyway, that have been impressive that maybe you didn't necessarily expect. One is Minnesota, went to Pittsburgh, I should say, and won last night. They're undefeated under a new coach. That was a team that couldn't win on the road at all last season. And so I feel like that's a good sign for that program, that they're at least looking like the sort of team that could at least be in the middle of a Big Ten pack. Another team that stands out is Iowa State, which went 2-22 last season and has tripled their win total already from last year. Won the preseason NIT event in New York. They took out Xavier in Memphis, really handled Memphis with ease. And so I'm starting to think that the Cyclones might actually be able to maybe even contend for an NCAA tournament berth this season. PJ Offelberger well ahead of schedule in Ames at this point. On the flip side of that, you know, one team that has stood out to me as a bit of a disappointment, not so much in the teams that they've lost to, but in the way that they've lost, is Oregon. You usually expect the Ducks to be a team that maybe it rounds into form a little bit later just with the number of newcomers they routinely have, but they've been smoked a couple times. And so that's a team that, to me, stands out as maybe one that's a bit of a puzzler at this stage of the game.
Patrick, you bring up Oregon. That kind of leads me to my next question, which is we have Pac-12 conference games tonight. A couple teams, I think, have already played their conference openers even. And UCLA, who obviously a ton of chatter about them before the year, bring back everybody, bring back the coach, obviously, too, in Mick Cronin, play some high-profile games against Gonzaga, kind of get run out of the building a little bit, but still 9-1 to win the national title. I think a lot of people still bullish on UCLA because of all the returning production that they have. They're playing Colorado tonight. They're a 13.5-point favorite in their Pac-12 opener, but we've seen Arizona get off to a really good start. They're undefeated. USC is undefeated. Obviously, you know, Colorado off to a good start. We're not sure if that's going to last necessarily, but I think going into the year, it's UCLA and everybody else in the Pac-12. Based on what we've seen so far, do you still think that's true?
Yeah, the funny thing is if you'd asked me a month or so ago, I would have said UCLA and Oregon and then everybody else. And Oregon, obviously, as we just talked about, hasn't quite lived up to its billing so far. I think that league has some interesting teams. I know that Washington State had a bit of a misstep, I think it was, last week. But that's a team that I think has an interesting potential to them. You mentioned Arizona, who's obviously been very, very good with a new coach this season, kind of regrouping very, very fast. Southern Cal, a team that, has been very efficient so far, particularly on defense. And so I look at that league as really kind of a more interesting league at this point than I would have pegged them at in recent seasons. I think there's some pretty good basketball that's being played out west. And the chance that maybe you do have like an Oregon that bounces back makes that even more interesting. But yeah, I think the top of that league certainly still has a great deal of potential. I'd still consider UCLA the favorite for all the reasons that you just ran through, particularly they have more known commodities than just about anybody else. But I don't think as you sit here starting conference play this week, that you're just going to completely anoint them as the definite front runner. I think that they'll probably have a few missteps along the way, but I think there's also a couple teams out there that have a chance to continue to improve and be a factor in that thing. And USC, I think, might be chief among them, along with Arizona.
Patrick, the biggest game on the board, one of the biggest games on the board tonight, is Michigan against North Carolina in the Chris Webber Bowl, rematch of the 1993 National Championship game. Michigan's a 2.5-point favorite right now. The total is 151, and obviously kind of a weird start to the season for both these two teams. Both would like to start playing better and probably in short order here. Obviously, you don't have to give us a betting pick on the game, but kind of like how you see it playing out. Like, do you really like one of these two teams tonight to win, and kind of how you view these two programs moving forward here this year, Michigan and North Carolina?
Yeah, that's a couple strange teams to this point in the season. You know, Michigan isn't quite right. I actually saw them early on in the season, first week of the season. They came to D.C. and played Prairie View in a neutral site game. And, you know, they jumped out that night pretty quick and then just kind of handled their business in a pretty ho-hum fashion. And I think that sort of was an indicator that they were probably going to keep doing that a little bit. It's turned out that way, that they haven't quite been as sharp as we expected them to be. And North Carolina, kind of an uneven start for them as well. You expect both of those teams to figure things out, in part because they are North Carolina and they are Michigan. So I almost feel like this is a game, you know, almost wish some of these ACC Big Ten games were being played, say, in late January rather than right now, like the SEC Big 12 deal has done. It's a tough game to kind of to size up at this point, but I feel like Michigan's probably got a little bit of an advantage. Overall, though, I think Michigan's probably got the for the long term, for the season, probably a higher ceiling than North Carolina does. Don't know if all the pieces perfectly fit or are going to come close to perfectly fitting for Carolina, which obviously jumped into the transfer portal a little bit more than they had under Roy Williams. And as for Michigan, the strengths are still there. It's just kind of a matter, I think, of evening things out a little bit. I like the Wolverines to figure things out over the long haul. But for right now, they're probably not the version of what we expected to see from them. Still like them to win tonight.
Patrick, elsewhere in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, our producer Scott Lynn tells us that you are live from College Park, Maryland, getting ready for Va Tech and Maryland, who are going to play tonight. Betting market for that game, Maryland a 1-point favorite. So basically, you know, pick the winner type game. I'm curious here, we have about maybe 60 seconds left, just kind of your handicap of that game, how you see it playing out, what your expectations are tonight for Va Tech at Maryland.
Yeah, I think both of those teams are looking for good bounce backs. Virginia Tech lost a couple games up in New York over the weekend. And so that's a little bit of a concern for them, but they still got some very interesting pieces in Keve Aluma in particular. They've got a couple other guys that are off to decent starts. As for Maryland, they really got beat up on the boards in the title game down in the Bahamas against Louisville on Saturday, finished second in that tournament after beating Richmond in the semifinals. You know, I feel like that Maryland hasn't quite figured things out to this point, and this almost seems like the perfect opportunity for them to actually have a really good performance, heading into conference play, which starts for them on Sunday. So got to think that we'll see a little bit better version of Maryland. I think we'll see with a team that's a power conference factor, you know, a power conference team like Virginia Tech, you know, maybe we'll see a little bit more oomph from Maryland. I expect them to be better on the glass. I think Kudus Wahab could wind up having a big game, even if he hasn't been as much of a factor for Maryland as a lot of people expected him to be coming into the season after transferring from Georgetown.
Patrick, you're awesome. We love having you on You Better You Bet. The college basketball analysis is absolutely amazing. You deliver it in a really actionable and entertaining way. He is on Twitter at Discourse with a one replacing the I. Washington Post, Blue Ribbon Yearbook. Enjoy the game tonight with Maryland and Va Tech, and we look forward to catching up with you down the line here on You Better You Bet.
Thanks so much for having me, fellas.
That's Patrick Stevens joining us here on the show talking college hoops. Okay, I'm excited to bet on a lot of college basketball games.
Bet on a lot of games. Okay, let's just go do that. Right.
Okay. Coming up next, I do want to do some college football here on the show. And then we can always do some more holiday music another time. But yeah, I want to talk to you about the college football playoff rankings, a little SEC championship game. And remember, we're 25 minutes away from the Power Hour here Wednesday. You Better You Bet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.